In a world full of noise and distractions, who do you turn to for uplifting conversations, deep insights, and meaningful discussions? Welcome to the Kingdom Living Podcast, where we talk about faith, purpose, and societal issues from a kingdom perspective.
Friends, welcome back to the Kingdom Living Podcast, a space where we delve into the beauty of faith, relationships, and spiritual growth. I'm thrilled to connect with you today as we explore a topic close to our hearts, expressing gratitude for the incredible people God has placed us with. Wow, I can't believe we have another 11 months behind us and we are approaching 2024. It's about to be Christmassy. So in this moment, in this season, we just want to encourage you to take a moment to reflect on those individuals, your family, life partner, friends, pastors, and even those friendly co-workers God has placed in your lives. It's easy to fall into the trap of seeing them as ordinary, but let's not overlook the significance and value they bring to our lives. They are purposeful, constantly giving their time, resources, emotions, and wisdom to ensure we are not alone. Through sorrowful moments, laughter, waiting, and lack, they stand by us spiritually, mentally, and sometimes even financially. God places specific individuals in our lives for important reasons, and it's time to recognize and appreciate them. Sometimes selfish desires may hinder us from expressing gratitude, but when we genuinely thank God for these gifts, our perspective shifts. We start acknowledging their acts of kindness, moving away from our own expectations. So let's adopt an attitude of gratitude and appreciate them for who they are and for being present in our lives. Instead of criticizing them for falling short at times, let's recognize their value and the purpose they serve. God desires us to cultivate relationships that are genuine and free from conditionalities. Conditional gratitude only invites disappointments and hurts. If you find it challenging to thank God for a specific person, consider offering positive prayers for them and trusting in God's plan for their transformation. So now, before we dive deeper, I want to take a moment to express my gratitude to you, our listeners. Your support and engagement mean the world to us. And if you've been enjoying and been blessed by the Kingdom Living Podcast, please take a moment to rate and review us. Your feedback not only motivates us, but also helps others discover the enriching content we share. And as we continue this journey of gratitude, here are some practical ways to thank God for the people in your life. Number one, write down or remember the names of those God has placed in with you. Number two, thank Him for your family, your friends, your partners, and pastors. Number three, acknowledge that you are not alone. Thank God for your support system. And lastly, express gratitude for more fruitful relationships. And as we are in this season of Christmas, in this season of Jesus Christ being born and a hope for salvation being given to mankind again, just want you to take a moment of reflection to reflect upon those people God has placed in your life this year, who have been a blessing to you, who have helped you in the highs and in the lows, that you just take your phone and put a call through or just write a friendly message to them that they have been a blessing to you. And I'm gonna do this too. I'm going to do this definitely, taking my time to really acknowledge and bless those that have supported me this year. And it has not been a few, it has been a lot of you who have supported me this year, supported the Kingdom Living Ministry, both on our Instagram handle, by getting our products, buying our products, and supporting our plans for 2024. So thank you for being there for us. Now let's open the floor to our fellow believers. How have you increased in your faith and spiritual growth lately? Share your experiences and insights, and let's inspire each other to this incredible journey. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode. And if you've been blessed, why don't you leave us a feedback, rate this Kingdom Living Podcast so that other people can benefit from this enriching content. Until next time, stay blessed.